Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Bo, Ali Mack, Dylan. We're down a Mike Johnson today, but we are up a Mark Zeno, so it all equals out. It is 7 o'clock. It does. I'm enjoying the vibe of the show today. Are you not, Bo?
Oh, I am. I hope everyone else is. I am. It's fun. It's different. Mark is much more argumentative than Mike.
Speaks in absolutes. That's for sure. Well, this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. If you want to reach out to us today, we are on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Feel free to reach out. You can see Bo's meat that he's cooking for the tailgate at home today as well. And we're going to get to the Braves loss. But real quick, it's Friday, as Dylan says. And Bo, I feel like you have this stress going on. Like, I see it on your face via Zoom. What's going on?
Yeah, I woke up and I checked my calendar to actually start the Zoom because we're doing a little video here. And, I realized that I have a 1 o'clock meeting, which is good. It's a station meeting with a potential client and everything. But I have a 2 o'clock haircut, and no meeting. As you guys know, I don't talk in sound bites, so I can't do a meeting in an hour. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out for me. Now, granted, they're very close in proximity; they're only 5 minutes away from each other. But I'm now like, what am I going to do? Because I got to get a haircut, but I'm going to move my haircut back. Then I got to move getting pork chop back, right?
Yeah.
Picking her up. So I'm kind of freaking out about how I'm going to handle all these things. So I've got to start. And when I realize this, it's like 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to immediately text people and be like, hey, could I come at 2:30?
It's too late to change it, though.
I think so. So I'm gonna have to figure that out. But I think I could. Sure, if I came 10 minutes late, I just don't like leaving meetings early. Although that being said, I'm really there just kind of, in the presence. If I leave at 1:55, I think it's good. And I did set the meeting for an hour. So,
are you doing the meeting via Zoom?
No, it's in person.
Oh.
That's the problem.
Okay.
That's the other thing. So I think it'll be okay. But I'm a little bit worried because I'm a stickler for that kind of stuff.
You'll figure it out, though.
I don't want to rush anything. I don't rush talking.
You'll figure it out, though. I feel like there's always a buffer of about 15 minutes with these appointments. Well, at this point, most know what happened yesterday with the Braves. It was just an absolute meltdown in the ninth inning. Braves blew a 10-4 lead over the Diamondbacks. Final score was 11-10. Is there any little silver lining we can take out of this? The fact that the bats were going yesterday.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not it.
No.
Silver lining you take is it's June 5th. That's it. It's June 5th.
Today is June 6th.
Sorry, it's June 6th. Yesterday was June 5th.
It's D-Day.
It is D-Day. You still have 45 more games before the trade deadline.
Right.
It's a bad loss. There's no sugarcoating it. Like, I hate saying this. It only counts as one loss. We know it only counts as one loss. It doesn't feel that way, and no one's supposed to say it does feel that way. But again, there are no grand sweeping changes coming. People have to sit in that reality. It is a long baseball season. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because of one really bad, disgusting, awful loss. The bigger issue is, and this was all, Bo and Allie, this is all, you know, stuff that we knew prior to yesterday happening. The lineup is wholly untrustworthy. They can't score. The bullpen is terrible. And the starting pitching is spotty. We knew all those things before yesterday happened.
Well,
yesterday shouldn't change and it shouldn't force you into a different position on any of those things because you knew them all already.
But look, the pitching lost yesterday. But you've lost 11 of 14, and that's not on the pitching staff because the starting pitching has been one of the better starting rotation ERAs in the last month and a half, 2 months. Mm-hmm. The bullpen has definitely had some lapses. There's no denying that. But they haven't been brutal. Yesterday was brutal. But the thing for me is this started in November. When you didn't make really any moves this offseason.
There was a lot of people that were just kind of picked off in the offseason, and we just haven't replaced them. And actually, Brian Snicker, after the game yesterday, was talking about how the bullpen, we just kind of have to make do with what we have at this point.
We're going to have to. I mean, it's going to be, you know, we're going to mix and match, and you know, guys are going to get a lot more opportunities than they've been getting a lot of opportunities. I mean, we were shorthanded today a little bit, and yeah, we're going to have to make it work because it's what we got.
Well, yeah, and that's probably the reason why De Los Santos seemingly pitches every game, and I don't know what that's about. I know Dylan Dodd has been brought up. They DFA'd, blew it.
Mm-hmm.
Hernandez
blew
now.
It.
Yeah, Hernandez is now on the IL. That doesn't look good. When you get that stinging kind of feeling in your fingers, that numbness stinging, that's normally not good, which is great considering he was one of your better pitchers for the most part of the bullpen all season. And you're bringing up Kimbrel, who is, what, 38, 36, something like that, and is not the same guy. Not to mention he's only went back-to-back appearances maybe like three or four times in the minors all year. So there's a lot of, you're going to have to make do. But you didn't make many moves in November. And then your only real offseason move has been suspended for four games.
That was the first bad sign.
Yeah.
I
mean, Mark's not wrong, but I heard blow this up. You're not blowing this up. You have a core. You have a good core. You have guys that can field well, and they're above-average hitters in Major League Baseball on average.
Can we back up for a second? I just want to contend one thing you said.
Okay, sure. Contend,
on the core.
Mark. Excuse me?
Is it really good?
Well, I mean, this core has won 100 games. How many seasons? Yeah, I think it's a good core. I think Austin Riley is one of the top three third basemen in baseball. You argue that?
No.
Okay, so that's a start. Ronald Acuna Jr. is one of the top, when healthy, a top five baseball player.
Okay, there you go. Player. The two words you said. We have no knowledge of how healthy he's going to be for how long he's going to be healthy.
Okay,
this
well,
is a what if. It goes back to the what if we talked about earlier.
I have him under contract through what, 28?
Yeah, but what if he's not the same guy for the rest of this contract? You have to acknowledge the fact that that is a realistic possibility.
What does he look like right now to you?
Okay, he's had two knee surgeries. I don't know what's going to happen over the course of the next year, next 2 years.
But Mark, you just told me Strider's never – earlier in the show, you said Strider will never hit 99 again based off four starts. I've seen 2 weeks of Ronald Acuna Jr. He's got four home runs. He's hitting 300. His on-base percentage is over 300. He looks like he can field his position. His arm hasn't changed. So all I have to go by on June 6th is that. Just like you're saying Strider won't hit 99 again.
Okay, listen, it's fair to both sides. I'm not I guess the question is, like, what else do you consider the core here?
Well, I'm going through it.
I mean, if Harris is part of the core, it's not good.
Well,
he's not good.
Here's the problem with Harris. He's probably the best defensive outfielder in baseball right now.
Yeah.
Hold on. And he's probably you're trying to take that caveat I gave to someone else away from him. Yet he's probably one of the five worst hitting outfielders in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, in parlance, you would understand this best. You telling me that Michael Harris is one of the best defensive center fielders in baseball when his hitting is what it is the same thing as you sitting and telling, I'm making this wonderful pork belly, when really it's just bacon.
So here's the theme that I have noticed over this season so far is that we're blaming different sides of the team for different games that we lose. Last night, it was the bullpen. Before, we were talking about the bats weren't alive. When is it all going to come together, or is it going to come together?
No, it's not. I mean, the idea that it's all going to come together, again, it makes it – those when magical runs happen and unforeseen things and it all just – like it did in 20 – remember, people forget how it all came together in 21. That was not a good team
right. Until
it all was a good team. You're trying to ask that to be recreated. It's one thing to get a stretch run. Hey, the bullpen over the last 2 months has been excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to go, hey, the last, 35, 40 games, the bats have been hot. But baseball is a six-month-long grind. And when that happens, and teams have these holes and these flaws, they get exposed over a longer period of time. And to ask all of these things, Allie, to get fixed in the same amount of time is very, very rare. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they can't do it again. As Bo said, it's a very similar core to what did it last time. But, you're not going to get much different than what is out here right now. I mean, that's just the reality.
You're going to have to spend money. I mean,
They have the seventh highest payroll in baseball. How much more you want to spend?
But here's the deal. They have that because they've locked in the core, and they have still dipped out on signing players or even re-signing their own. Max Fried, what's funny about...
Boy, he's good.
All right, just pipe down, you damn Yankees fan.
Salt in the wound right
there. That was fun.
Here's the deal. Everybody, half this fan base celebrating when Dansby Swanson wasn't signed. Never was going to be worth it. Well, his glove and
Cubs
his clutch... Huh?
Cubs are pretty good.
His glove, his clutch hitting, his leadership... which is apparently important all of a sudden to Braves fans and certain media who ran Dansby out of freaking town, is it pretty important right now, isn't it? I don't care what his average is. He's a clutch player, okay? So that I mean, you have a hole at shortstop right now, and you have for 2 years. So don't tell me how it wasn't worth it because you got one good year of Orlando Arcia, which that was a fluke. Mm-hmm. Ozzy Albies is brutal at the plate, and his fielding's not very good either right now.
He's part of your core.
Well, he's part of the core, won't be here much longer.
Yeah, I mean, his contract only goes through 27. So.
You want to get rid of guys? That might be where I would start. I don't give a crap. Boy, I had to stop myself. how good of friends he is with Ronald Acuna, okay? Like, we got to stop this. Well, we can't get rid of him. He's friends of Ronnie. Who cares? Ronnie's not here. You said Ronnie's not here half the time, anyways.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
So you want to have hard looks, but I'm not trading one of the best third basemen in baseball.
No,
I'm not going to trade. You're not going to get anything from Michael Harris, anyways. I've got to work with him to get better at hitting. He's still young, but it doesn't excuse it. Okay, I'm not trading either catcher because in baseball you need two catchers. The wear and tear of the position. You need two guys who can field and have timely hitting.
I don't think anybody wants Sean Murphy right now. The injuries and the poor performances, nobody wants him. I mean, you could put fielders out there for him, but I don't think anybody wants him. Again, I think you have, as you said, Bo, two or three pieces of the core, but maybe you just have to resign to the fact that Matt Olson is going to be a 240 hitter who's a lot of strikeouts and 35 home runs.
But hold on a second. 35 home runs, and that's baseball today. There's very few Aaron Judges. I mean, so there's a lot of teams that are going to sign, I'm sure he might re-sign, but a lot of people are going to be there for Kyle Schwarber. All he does is hit home runs and strike out, okay? But yeah. Matt Olson is, to me, a step above that as a hitter because he hits home runs, he gets 100 RBIs every year, and he still has a 340 on base percentage normally. That he gets on base. That's what you need. But guys aren't hitting. They're not pitching to Ozuna. You know, like the teams don't pitch to him because they don't have to, because there's nothing behind him. I mean, that's part of the problem. You need some of these. Like Michael Harris is not on this team to hit 40 home runs. He's on this team to get on base, have timely hitting, and play phenomenal defense. But he's not doing all of that. Ozzie's the same thing.
I don't know. He missed a, I'm talking about Michael Harris. He missed a catch out in center field yesterday that just broke my heart. I mean, thanks to our hours, I just watched this game from top to bottom. And then I went down the Twitter rabbit hole.
Why?
I know. I went down the Twitter rabbit hole, and I was doom scrolling the whole time. And I was talking to Grant later on. I was like, how are you feeling about this? He was like, we'll talk about this at 8:20 tomorrow. So I really don't know what his vibe is.
Oh, so you even haven't gotten the inside scoop on the inside scoop?
No, I have not. But we're going to talk to him at 8:20 today. And coming up, why not grill at this time of day? That is what Bo is up to out in Woodstock.
We'll making bacon. Settle down.
We'll get a check.
Well, that's more than you're making, tough guy. So just chill.
We'll get a check on it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift at 7:23. You've got Bo, Ali Mack, Mark Zeno filling in for Mike Johnson today. He's on a very well-deserved vacation. And Dylan, of course, is helping me referee in here in the Kia studio.
Where is he vacationing?
He is down. Where is he? Perdido Key? Is that where he went, Bo?
I always call it just like the Pensacola area, somewhere 30, something like that. So he's not. He's really just visiting his parents for a couple of days. I don't want to give all his business out there, but yeah, it's kind of funny. He's just taking a few days, so he took the kids with him. I'm curious to see.
It's not a vacation if your kids are there. You'll learn that. That's a trip. There's a difference. You're taking a trip. A vacation involves no kids.
Always a wholesome moment with the Colonel.
I want a phone call in 9 years going, Zeno, you were right. It's not a vacation when you go with kids.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just saying like you just. Sometimes you just can't be positive.
Zeno, are you a device or no device for the kiddos?
Limited device.
Limited device. What about on a road trip? Just to get through it.
Oh, road trip, yeah. I mean, you have to. Otherwise, every 3 seconds, it's, you know, something else.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yeah, so that's what Mike was debating yesterday, whether he was going to hand over the devices or not. 8 a.m. today, we've got the wake-up call. Clearly, we're all feeling a certain way about the Braves. So feel free to jump on with us. Let's talk about it. 404-726-0929. Also online, Twitter, 99 Morning Shift is where you can tweet us. But I want to get back out to Woodstock with Bo. He's got the 92.9 tailgate at home going strong, making pork belly. And Bo, we probably have a few fresh ears listening since you guys started the tailgate at home back in 2020. Can you break down exactly what's going on here?
Yeah, tailgate at home was something we started when we were all working from home during the pandemic. It was something to have listener interaction, so we want you to interact too. You know, you're cooking something at any point this weekend on the grill, the smoker, the Blackstone. I mean, whatever. I mean, it could be your – I don't care. It could be your frying pan. Who cares? Maybe you got some – maybe you're hanging out with Zeno and y'all are cooking, you know, you're frying bologna in the frying pan. Who cares? But, you know, let's go. Send us your pictures. It's just a fun event. It's, you're doing a tailgate at home, and I'm doing some pork belly. And a lot of people might not know exactly what the pork belly slab is, but it's where the bacon comes from. And, you know, Mark, I know to relate it best to you – you and I have been in New York Prime together, correct?
Yep. Yes.
So they have an appetizer. They call it their bacon. And
it's really
good. Basically a big old slab of bacon. I mean, two of them, actually. It's essentially pork bacon. I mean, pork belly. And that's what it is. And so, man, it is really phenomenal. So I'm doing that on the Traeger right now. I'll let it get to about 200 degrees. I'm not going to lie. I'll sample a little slice. But I'm going to take it and I'm going to wrap it, let it sit in the fridge. Overnight, and then what I'll do is I'll slice it up, throw it on the Blackstone, give it a little sear to it, and maybe even cook some eggs in the morning. So I'm really excited. I love pork belly. I love bacon in any way, but this is a different take on a bacon. It's more of a thicker cut, so to speak.
I gotta give you credit because my fat behind would not be able to wait a whole overnight to eat the damn thing. Like I would cook it and eat it. I don't have the patience to wait that long. I'm hungry.
That's one of the things with cooking is it takes so long to make it and so little time to eat it. It's, to me, it's not worth it to put in the time. So I really give you kudos there, Bo, that you do take the time to make this tailgate at home happen. You're doing it this week and next week. And I think Mike handles it the week after that. So we're all going to be rotating, taking some time at home to do our own tailgate. I'll make some veggies or something at some point in time. We do have a lot of NFL headlines to catch you up on, so it's time to go in the huddle.
All right, let's start with the big news. I know we touched it earlier, but let's touch on it again. Aaron Rodgers has told the Steelers he's set to sign a 1-year deal. I've seen multiple reports on the money value. I've heard up to, I think Tom Pelissero might have reported up to $20 million. Not a big deal at all, but he's going to report for minicamp next week, and and then so he'll basically skip all the OTAs, just do mini camp, Mark, and then be there for training camp in the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds about right. You know, for certain people, some of this stuff, you know, is less important than others, right? I mean, it's always important for quarterbacks, but some of these other guys can get away without ever actually going through any part of the offseason program and still be halfway decent, ready for football when it comes to September.
Yeah, and look, I know the timing and such is something that is important for the, you know, the receivers, but it's Aaron Rodgers. He knows how to show up, put the ball in the money. That's what training camp helps a lot with. I'm not worried about it either. I tell you what, though, I would be worried if I'm a Colts fan. Anthony Richardson has re-aggravated that AC joint that he injured back in his rookie year of 2023. Look, everybody knows. Well, I'm a Florida fan. I was an Anthony Richardson fan. The guy is a elite athlete. I mean, elite athlete, elite. But he didn't have a lot of time under his belt. I never understood why he got a top, what, 6 or 5 pick. I always thought that was going to be a move that got someone fired. And now he's in a quarterback competition in year 3 with Daniel Jones, and he is injured, and he's limited now. I'm sure he'll be ready for training camp, but this Anthony Richardson experiment is not going well for the folks in Indianapolis.
No, but and you were somebody who said it when they did it, that this was not going to go well. And, you know, he was overdrafted, as many quarterbacks are, and You know, now you're paying the price for it. This is not a franchise quarterback in any size, way, shape, or form.
Well, it was just weird to me that it was kind of like a Trey Lance pick, because I Anthony Richardson did, for the record, did more in college than Trey Lance, but Anthony Richardson never stayed healthy in college. He couldn't stay healthy then, and the number, he didn't do anything that he had moments, but that's all they were. I never understood this pick, Mark.
Yeah, again, to your point, I think that they knew he was going to be a project. I think they drafted him with the hope of being able to sort of delay his starting, you know, his time frame for starting, but it just, for whatever reason, you know, and again, he had the hamstring or the Achilles? What did he tear? His knee? After four games?
In college, he had a hamstring injury.
The first four games.
That was his AC joint. It was his shoulder.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I thought it was a knee or a lower body injury.
Pretty sure that was his shoulder. Because
it ended his season.
That was his shoulder, because remember he hit it going in the end zone where he collides, I think is what it was. And, you know, that required a season-ending surgery that he came back from last year, and then it just wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, again, as you said, it's not going well for the Colts and Anthony Richardson, and my guess is Daniel Jones is a starter come week one.
Look, Rashad, and I know this story that, you know, goes back to your days when you were around the organization, not only as a media member, but you worked for them when you were cheering, and I'm not taking a shot. I'm just saying the Ravens have given Rashad Bateman a 3-year, $36.75 million extension. It's $20 million guaranteed. You know, I mean, Lamar Jackson now has weapons to work with, and I think you've seen that in his last couple years with how good he's been from the pocket. Not talking about running, not talking about his legs, but just from the pocket.
Yeah, again, I mean, look, the Ravens have, you talked about the core, right? They've locked up their core. They have all the pieces that they need for the next two or three seasons. Somehow they keep their window open every single year, and somehow they keep coming up short every single year. Maybe it's because they play in the AFC, and it's an incredibly tough gauntlet to get through. But this is a team as good as any that's primed for another playoff run and trying to get to a Super Bowl and win the damn thing.
Well, they've been would you agree they've been the third best team in the AFC the last, 5 years behind obviously the Chiefs, and then I think you'd have to put the Bills in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you coin flip all three of them. I mean, the Chiefs have had the most playoff success, but I don't always know that they've been the best team per se, but regardless, we're splitting hairs when it comes to that conversation. To your point, yeah, I mean, after, you know, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo, you know, then there's the rest of the crowd.
Amon-Ra St. Brown up in Detroit hasn't been participating because he had an off-season knee surgery. They expect him back. He said his statement was, "Look, I had surgery on my knee after the season just to clean some stuff up. I've been rehabbing that, but I should be good for training camp." Dude is absolutely a phenomenal player. He makes Jared Goff so much better. He makes this offense so much better. He's one of their, what I would say, three main weapons, and his son, a guy you've got to have him healthy if Detroit is going to make it. I mean, defensively they weren't healthy last year for the most part, and they still made it to the playoffs, but they need him healthy to get back to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I mean, they need him healthy, and this is a guy for a team right now. Like, the Lions have a really uphill battle. I don't think they win the NFC North. I think the Packers do.
Hmm.
I mean, they've lost a lot. Their center just retired. And, Bo, you know as well as anybody does, what happens when you lose your center and your offensive line?
Yeah.
See what happened when Alex Mack decided to call it a career and everything that happened in the middle for the Falcons.
Like, see what happened when they got Alex Mack.
Yeah, that too. That's the other part. So that's a big loss for them. They're playing, and I don't put too much into this, but it is worth noting, they're playing the toughest strength of schedule based off of last year's records, which, again, doesn't mean a whole lot because you don't know that every team's going to be equally as good or equally as bad. But all that said, they have an uphill battle here, and I don't know if they're as good. And their playoff performance last year in a 5-turnover game against Washington, the Commanders had no business being in the NFC Championship game. None.
Well, we got to move from NFL to NBA. That is coming up next. Plus, Fair or Foul Friday. It is Squid and Zinno, so I'm sure there's going to be zero debate going on with these answers. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off, jump shot. With 3/10 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
I have heard that call a few times now. It's just unbelievable. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift. Bo, Ali Mack, Mark Zinno filling in for Mike today. Thank you for being here, Mark.
I still don't like the Pacers.
You There's just still don't like them because they beat the Knicks.
Yeah, that's part of it. I don't like this Pacers team. I don't like them.
Why? Why?
Why?
No, tell me why. You can't just say you don't like him. You have to tell me why.
No, I can have an emotion and not have any validity behind it.
That's not true, Mark.
Emotions aren't facts, so therefore his reasoning there is correct.
I don't like them because, I mean, they don't do anything particularly well other than shoot.
Well, apparently they win well.
Well,
because they've made it to the NBA Finals in their game.
And they keep
beating
better teams than them, and that's also irritating. I don't like it when lesser teams beat better teams.
I think better than the Knicks.
No, the Knicks are by far a more talented team than the Pacers.
Oh, really? Well, how'd that work out for them? Maybe if Carl Anthony Towns would play some defense, but I mean, you know, he's pretty zesty, so.
Well, last night, Tyrese Halliburton shot a three-pointer with 0.3 seconds to go. Pulled the Pacers ahead of the Thunder. Final score, 111-110. I feel like nobody saw this coming. Here is SGA, though, talking about how they just have to take this game and treat it like any other game.
As much as we can, we just got to treat it like every other game. Every other situation we've been in, yes, we haven't been in this situation, but it doesn't mean our character has to change or what we did last time. It's still basketball. It's still the game of basketball that we grew up playing. The rules don't change just because we're in the finals. So it's like we've been in the situation before. In the other situation, we handled it well. We were better for game two, and that's the goal.
But with a loss like that, you have to change some things up. I would think you would go into game two a little differently, wouldn't you?
I mean, look, they shot 39% from the field, which I think is their third or fourth lowest of any game this year. They had a bad night. I mean, they were up at half by 12.
Mm-hmm.
They were outshot by the Pacers from the field and from three in the first half. The Pacers just had 18 turnovers and had about 20 less attempts from the field in the first half, which is why they were trailing by as much as they did. It came home to roost later on in the game. And I will give this much credit to the Pacers, Bo. I mean, you know, they stay in it. They often don't fold the hand. I mean, when they went down 15, a lot of teams would have folded the hand at that point in time with 9.5 left. And, you know, they stayed in. They fought, combined with 4-for-16 from Oklahoma City down the stretch, and they steal a win that was more improbable than anything I can remember in a while.
Yeah, it's kind of like both teams played tight, huh? You know, you can – because you look at the stats and you would probably have thought it was a close game all the way through, but it wasn't. And the reason it wasn't is because the Pacers turned the ball over 25 times, 19 times in the first half. And that really allowed Oklahoma City to build that big lead. And then they seemingly tightened up late. So it's just – I mean, it was almost one of those games of who played tighter. And at the end of the day, when it mattered the most, which was the fourth quarter with apparently – after the 9 minute, you know, with 9 minutes and 42 seconds left, when it was a 15-point lead, the Thunder tightened up, and I guess that was the moment that the Pacers loosened up just a bit because they stopped turning it over so much. And you know, like I think Dylan said, Dylan, what'd you tell us earlier? Six guys for the Pacers in double figures.
Yeah, six of them. And I want to ask y'all a question real quick too, because this is an observation I made towards the end of the game last night. And that more I've thought about it, I feel like this could have been a thing. And I want to ask y'all if y'all think I'm on the right track here. Do you possibly think? Because we know how young this Thunder team is, and they've been poised throughout this entire playoffs. But also too, if you look at some of their wins, yes, they've won some tight games, but they've also had a lot of blowouts too. So with them all being their first time in the NBA Finals, it them blowing that lead, like you said, Bo, and I agree with you, getting tight down the stretch, and we know Indiana's been in a lot of close games. I mean, heck, Tyrese Halliburton has darn near four go-ahead shots and game winners in this playoffs alone. So do you think the inexperience of OKC in the Finals and being in a close game in the Finals, while Indiana has had plenty of close games this postseason, do you think that hurt? Do you think OKC's inexperience hurt them at all down the stretch in this game?
No. They have the same amount of experience in the Finals as the Pacers do. I mean,
but the Pacers have been in more close games, I feel like.
Well, that's
– but it wasn't a close game until they let it be.
Two close games against Memphis. Yeah. They lost three games against Denver. I mean, I don't think it was a matter of choking. Again, it took the – including playoffs. So you take 82 regular season games and 17 postseason games. This was the fifth worst shooting performance of the entire season, and they still only lost the game by a point. It's not like they got blown out. It's not like, you know, their fifth worst shooting performance of the year put them in a game where they were trailing the whole way, and they were leading until Halliburton made that shot for every moment of the game. Well, so that's why this is so improbable. They are such a tough team to beat, no matter how bad they play.
But, Mark, that's why this series is going to be on what the adjustment that needs to be made is – what team is going to take a deep breath and relax? Because neither team played. That was bad basketball last night. Sorry, but turning the ball, one team turning the ball over 25 times and winning only because the other team couldn't, you know, had a really, really poor shooting night. That's not good basketball. That's two teams that didn't play very. They didn't. Neither team played their best game last night. Indiana. Maybe because they have played more close games, to Dylan's point, maybe that helped them a little bit. But I think it's just you were there and you have a clutch player, but neither team played near where they're worth. If Oklahoma City comes out and plays to their ability, I do think this is a series that they can win. How many games it goes, I don't know, but I do think they should win the series.
Still can't believe that Halliburton take that shot. I just like you should have just been screaming. Guard nine, like not him, anybody but him. I'll let anybody else beat me but him.
Well, the saga continues. Game two is Sunday in OKC. We'll see how the madness continues on. We also have a wake-up call coming up in a few minutes, right at 8 o'clock. We want to hear how you're feeling about the Braves. We also want to know about how you feel about Mark's hot take today. What was more improbable, Braves losing or Pacers winning last night? Can you give yourself your own nickname? I'm also curious about this because There was a heated debate earlier today between Mark and Bo, who called himself Big Papa Squid, and Mark exclaims, "You cannot give yourself your own nickname."
You know, the fighting Iowa State Cyclone, just like Tyrese Halliburton, also straightened Mark out and told him that he was the first to call me Papa Squid. So,
well,
I just put big in front of it.
We will take your calls momentarily on this topic and the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Right now, we got to handle some serious business. Yes, it is time for Fair or Foul Friday. I am stepping in for Mike today. Fair or Foul Friday is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Mark, I'm sure you know how this works. I'm going to give you a scenario. Mm-hmm. You tell me whether it's fair or foul.
Okay.
All right, fair or foul? I'm going to apologize in advance to Dylan on this one. Fair or foul?
Uh-oh.
Brian Snicker will be removed as Braves manager before Dylan fixes his car. Mark, have you seen his car?
How bad is his car?
I'll send you a picture, Mark.
Front bumper all duct taped.
I will say that is foul. Brian Snicker's not going anywhere. Brian Snicker will retire before he gets fired.
Well, that's why I think it's fair, because I think Brian Snicker will retire at the end of the year, which will be right around the 1st of October, or maybe if miracles do happen, maybe later, but I would say at least in October. I don't think Dylan's going to have that car fixed before next summer. I just don't think it's not that I don't think he has the money. I know he does. It's not that I don't think it's in the budget.
Dude,
I just don't think he cares.
Dude, you have electrical tape on your car.
How long has that been there? When did the accident happen?
November of last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Dude. No. Yeah, it was November last year, I believe.
Is it purely cosmetic? Is it still safe to drive?
Oh, yeah, it's very safe to drive.
Okay,
yeah.
It's cosmetic.
Yeah, it's
well,
just
safe
it's
by
all
the fact
just cosmetics.
It's got four wheels and a steering wheel, yeah.
No, nothing's damaged. The radiator turned out just fine. Everything's fine.
Well, the radiator doesn't make it safe. It makes it drivable.
Well, yeah, it's still safe. Yeah.
Moving on, fair or foul, Seinfeld stands the test of time more so than Friends. Bo, you go first on this one.
What are you hesitating for?
Do not interrupt me.
I'm not interrupting you. I'm yelling.
Do not
at you.
Interrupt
a difference.
Me, Mark. Mark, do not. I think it's almost foul. I don't think either one of them necessarily held the tail of time, because every Seinfeld episode that happens.
Get out.
Hold on. First off, I love both of them, and I still watch them. But if you hold them up to today's world, technology changes everything about these shows. Because there's a lot of things that happen in these shows that if you had the technology, like a cell phone and stuff, or an iPad or whatever, or Twitter or whatever, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, Rachel would just text, "I got off the plane."
Yeah, exactly. Did you get off the plane? I mean, in Seinfeld episode, there used to be, I don't know if it's still active, but there used to be a Twitter account that would tweet if this was a Seinfeld episode in today's world or a Seinfeld episode with today's technology, and it was phenomenal. Both of them hold up when you watch them because they are still really funny. But if you put technology, if you want to add technology in, they don't necessarily hold the water they used to. I mean, the guy would never miss the race these days. Oversleep his alarm. Like, you don't set the alarm, the power goes off. Your cell phone is an alarm these days. That guy that stayed in Jerry's apartment would have never missed that marathon, Mark.
Welcome to Movie Phone. Using your Touchstone keypad, please tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see.
So good.
So good.
I mean, come on. Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see?
Is this Kramer?
Yes. come on. Seinfeld, here's the thing. I think you're looking at it through the wrong prism. You're looking at it from an episode standpoint. I look at it from a character standpoint. The characters on Seinfeld will live in infamy forever. They are irreplaceable. They stand the test of time. You've heard me say this a million times over. Doesn't matter whether you're black, white, male, female. Well, maybe not so much female, but doesn't matter if you're black, white, you know, religion, creed, race, whatever. Every man has a bit of George Costanza in him. Every man has a bit of George Costanza in him. He is the most relatable character probably in the history of television.
And can I say, like I agree. I've watched both of them still to this day. Like, yeah. I'll watch. There's an episode. But literally, I mean, Larry David just redid Seinfeld on Curb. He changed it some, but it's essentially He is George Costanza. So,
fair or foul, Kirk Cousins will remain the Falcons' backup QB the entire season.
I mean, the whole situation is foul, but I think your assessment is fair. I mean, does that make sense? Can I say it that way?
That makes sense.
I mean, I just look, I think they should move on from him. I have said that from the minute that it went down the way it did. Cut bait, move on. They are not going to because they are being hard-headed.
Bo?
I think it's fair. I think he will be there. There's a chance, but as it sits right now, yeah.
All right. We got about 30 seconds for each of you on this last one. Fair or foul, special sauce on a Big Mac is just Thousand Island dressing. Bo, you start this one.
It's fair. That's what it is. Okay, the whole basis of it is there's like one different ingredient, like one tiny. You read the different. It's one tiny little different ingredient that changes the whole thing. It's absolutely fair. I don't even care what the angry man sitting next to you says, Allie.
I don't think you should talk about Dylan that way, but that's neither here nor there. I haven't had a Big Mac in probably 25 years, but I would say it's fair.
It's the same thing. It's basically the same thing. All right. Well, good job to you both. You got to love a nice. Hearty debate. On the other side of the break, we are up against it right now. We've got the wake-up call. We want to know how you're feeling about the Braves at this point. It was really kind of a gut punch yesterday. But was the Pacers win as more improbable or as improbable as the Braves losing yesterday? Also, can you give yourself a nickname? George Costanza tried to do it in Seinfeld and ended up with the nickname Coco. So it didn't work out with rather than T-Bone. Poor guy. You can call us now. Dylan will get you on the line with us. 404-726-0929. Also find us on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. That's the wake-up call. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.